You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
This song's called Nobody Wins.
Welcome to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Andrew Muller. Our guest today is Brian Fallon, who has previously recorded with The Gaslight Anthem, The Horrible Crows, and Molly and the Zombies. After six albums, give or take, and uncountable road miles, Fallon is trying on another name, his own. Today, Brian plays two tracks from his new solo album, Painkillers, and one song that he says he'd still like to write a song as good as.
Skin bones, you never did come home. Crashing on my heart through the telephone. I remember the tall grass waving. Past lives, old poems. Must have lived a lifetime without you. You must have ended up somebody's angel. I remember you loving the radio. New waves, old stones. Hey, Tommy gun, I guess we're never gonna end up the lucky ones. Oh, I'll never see you again. Have a round, know me love, hallelujah. Nobody wins. Queen is gone, she died from a sad song. Lost most of myself, pleasing everyone. Had to learn how to begin again. It's alright, move on. Hey, little Tommy gun, I guess we're never gonna end up the lucky ones. Never see you again. Have a round, know me love, hallelujah. Nobody wins. And nobody wins. Nobody wins, but have a round on your friend. And hey, little Tommy gun, I guess we're never gonna end up the lucky ones. No, I'll never see you again. Have a round on me, love, hallelujah. And hey, pretty baby, I still remember you driving me crazy. No, I'll never see you again. Have a round, homie, love, hallelujah. Nobody wins. And nobody wins. And nobody wins. And nobody wins. I'll never see you again. You can blame it on the wind.
Brian, welcome to Monocle 24.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask, first of all, because as people who listen to the rest of this show will learn, you have done one cover version among your three designated songs today.
Yeah.
I'm always interested when people do the cover version, why they picked the one they picked. And you've done Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Bob Dylan, which is obviously a great song, but there's any number of great songs you could have chosen. Why that one?
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite song, period. Like, of all time. Yeah, that's my all-time favorite
song. That's the benchmark.
Yeah, and I think that it was also, it's also a little, like a game for me of getting to be able to do it perfectly, you know, which I haven't quite gotten yet, but that's my goal. So I'm just kind of pushing forward with that song until, that's like a personal goal. Like, I'm just trying to get better. And I think that that was one of those things that taught me how to do that. Because, like, I didn't know how to do any of that finger picking, like, 3 months ago. I didn't know how to do any of that. So I'm trying to learn it and push myself. And the only way to do it is really to throw yourself in the shark tank, I guess.
But you know, apart from the learning the finger-picking aspect of it, what is it about the songwriting of that? I know it's trying to ask someone, especially ask a songwriter, what is good about a Bob Dylan song is like asking them to put a fence around a cloud, but nonetheless.
You know, that song is like, I think that that encapsulates what people try to do in every song that they write. Because, you know, the main thing is like when people have some sort of heartbreaking situation, the idea and the ideal feeling is that they want to get over it, but no one gets over it. So it's that you never really get over it. And I think the, you know, I read that Bob said one time that that was like more him talking to himself, you know, just saying like, don't think twice, it's all right. Because it's not all right, but it is, you know, and you just got to move on.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if in you don't know by now. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's alright. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I never known. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, on the dark side of the road. And I said, I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's alright. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a thinking and a wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's alright. So long, honey, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, babe, so I'll just say fairly well. And I ain't a saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's alright.
Do you find songs like that work for you, especially, I guess, when you're writing for what becomes your first solo record, that it's quite a common idea, the idea of the song as catharsis, but do you sympathise with that idea of Dylan's there, the song as a note to self, the song as a way of understanding what it is that you think about a thing yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the songs are kind of notes to self for me. Like, they're always, like, sort of me trying to, you know, console some sort of sandpapery feeling, you know.
Has that always been the case?
Yeah, I've always written from that point of therapy, I guess, you know, just to kind of, I don't know, like C.S. Lewis said that we read so that we know we're not alone, you know, and I write so that I know I'm not alone.
I can also remember once Ryan Adams saying, I can't remember whether he said it on stage or during an interview, that he said he felt like a song is like a question. You're basically asking a room full of people or an imaginary audience, does anyone else feel like this?
Yeah, I think every time you do that, I would say that that's what songs really are. They're like, you too? That should be at the end of every song. It's just a big question mark. And then, hey, anybody else?
Well, the songs that you have written for this new album, which is your first solo record, Painkillers, you're the third or fourth or fifth guys you've written under, whether with the Gaslight Anthem or Horrible Crows or Molly and the Zombies. Did you find yourself thinking about the songs differently? Was it a different mindset thinking this will be a solo record, it will be just my name on this?
Because in a way it was a little bit less, you know, kind of a weight on the shoulders, because I just knew that I was there by myself and I didn't really have anything to get past in order to finish the song. So I didn't have anyone else to really say, hey, I want to do it this way or I want to do it that way. You just kind of could do it. And I knew what I was doing when I started, like with what kind of record I wanted to make. I just knew that it was going to be the singer-songwriter thing. That's what I got into when I learned how to write songs, and I'd never made a record like that. So I was just said, I've been waiting the last 10 years to do a record like that, or probably longer than that. So it was like ready to go. It was like simmering for some years.
Was there any nervousness about it, though, because, or I guess any sense of vulnerability? Because the Gaslight Anthem, aside from being a band, also have that thing that a lot of the great bands do, that they look and sound and feel like a gang.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that around you anymore, did that feel weird at any point?
No, I think it just felt different, you know, because I always take things for sort of what they are, and the band is just one thing, and I don't sort of mix ingredients. Like, I think that the band is, in my mind, very encapsulated into one room. And me, myself, is just like one part of four in that situation. So for me, when I go out on my own and try to do something, I just don't see it as, it doesn't live on the same planet at all, in my head.
Okay, you did choose a fairly out-and-out pop or pop-ish producer to work with, Butch Walker, who's worked with Pink, Avril Lavigne, Katy Perry, Keith Urban. What was the reason for that choice? Were you looking for, I guess, something a bit contrary to work against?
No, because Butch has also done like Frank Turner and Weezer and like all the, you know, he worked with Ryan Adams for a while and like all these other people that he has a good, you know, the pendulum for his world swings very far. So he has done things like Pink, and then he's definitely done a lot, but Butch is also kind of into the same things that I'm into, and I didn't get that until the first time I sat down with him. And, you know, we were just sort of feeling each other out to be like, are we going to make a record together or what? Or what are we doing? And when I sat down with him, I just knew right away. We just got really excited about Tom Petty and like the Traveling Wilburys and that kind of stuff. And we were like, yeah, that's cool. Let's make a record, you know, and great. And it never kind of crossed my mind about what he would do to the record, because I knew that he knew that, you know, you can't make a Taylor Swift record the same way you make a me record. This is Brian Fallon, and this song's called A Wonderful Life.
Most of this life's been a drag of a high, nose like a blow in a faith-thrown title fight. Most of my sins were born in a kiss on a night like this, calling all lonely hearts. Don't you want a life like we saw on the picture show? Come on, give me something. Come on, keep me up all night. You say, my baby, all this time in between drives me crazy. I want a life on fire, going to bed with desire. I don't want to survive, I want a wonderful life. Modern love seems that it goes from a dream to a crash and a rope, just shaking up everyone. Maybe there's more than the treasures we secure. They become heavy chains to sink you in tidal waves. And all I could do was take you from the circus show, try to give you something, try to keep you up all night. You say, my baby, all this time in between drives me crazy. I want a life on fire, going mad with desire. I don't wanna survive. I want a wonderful life. All my nights, they always end the same. It's just an age-old game from the living dead. It's buzzing in my head. Keeps you up all night. You say, my baby.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Brian Fallon. His debut solo album, Painkillers, is out now on Island Records. Brian's currently touring North America and will hit the European festival circuit later on this summer. You can find more details at brianfallon.tumblr.com. This show was produced by Holly Fisher. The sound engineer was Alex Funnell. Join us again next week. We'll have music from Parisian singer Alma Elst. But for now, I've been Andrew Muller. Thanks very much for listening.